From the ABFS cellar, gates at 6 to grab your spot and listen to live music. Do the car cramming contest or costume contest. Movie at desk. Car tickets are $40. Bring your own chair and buy an individual ticket for just $12. Go online to purchase your tickets now. Prices go up at the door. Get to the drive-in Saturday, September 7th for American Graffiti at the Cloverdale Citrus Fair Fairgrounds. Tickets online at avfilmsociety.org. Brought to you by Empire Mini Storage, Karma Dog Construction, and Tim McDonald and Bob Scott.
This is Joe walking down B Street, mulling over the lack of customers at his restaurant when he accidentally kicks a shiny brass object.
Hey, what's this?
Joe inspects the brass lamp.
Good evening, mortal. I am Genie, the genie. Your wish is my command.
Is this a prank? Are there cameras around?
If this were a prank, could I do this?
Whoa! Put me down! Okay. I wish people who ate at the restaurant across the street from mine knew how much better my food is.
I cannot grant death, love, more wishes, or a business advantage. Here, read the fine print.
Well, what kind of genie...
But I can offer a referral to Waterdrop Digital.
Advertising?
They don't sell ads. They sell audiences custom created for your business. They massage their strategy until it reaches the results for which you are wishing.
So, Waterdrop Digital can make my wishes come true?
Like magic.
WaterdropDigital.com. Your wish is our command.
We went on the street to find out what you love about MySonomaDeals.com.
I always take advantage of the hotel deals.
Oh, the restaurants for sure.
Believe it or not, you can save 50% and more at MySonomaDeals.com.
I take advantage of the golf deal.
Visit MySonomaDeals.com often for the best deals in Sonoma County. They're always changing and in limited quantities.
We love the family options.
You'll find savings and fun all wrapped into one at MySonomaDeals.com.
I had no idea.
The next disaster can happen at any time. I'm Supervisor David Rabbit, Chair of the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors. Come to Sonoma Ready Day on Sunday, September 8th from 10 to 3 at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds and pick up your free emergency kit. The kit includes supplies for two people to survive for up to 3 days. There are water packs, food rations, dust masks, emergency blankets, waterproof ponchos, whistles, a first aid kit, and more. Over 2,400 emergency packs will be given away. Parking and admission are free. For more information, visit SonomaReadyDay.org.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
And this is Joe Pasquini back at the KSRO Sports Desk. The game of the week has ended in Rancho Cotati, a 35-0 win over El Cerrito to go to 2-1 on the season. Rancho Cotati led after the first quarter 14-0. That was also the halftime score. Two third quarter touchdowns basically put it away. And after the game, Michael Baribault talked with Rancho Cotati head coach Garrett Hodling.
Michael Barold again here on the field for the KSRO Game of the Week presented by Novato Chevrolet. I'm here with Coach Garrett Hodling from Rancho Cotati. Coach, your offense seemed to flow a lot better in the second half. What adjustment did you make at the half?
We just made things a little more simple. At halftime, we talked about seeing the same exact defense we saw last week. 4-2 box, one high man the whole time, and we just executed a little better. We were off on a couple things, like we're trying to really attack the hash marks, and we missed it a couple times in the first half, and we happened to hit two of them for touchdowns in the second half. So we just executed a little better.
Talk about your defense, a shutout, and I believe you only allowed 14 points last week against Vanden. How good has your defense been these past few weeks?
Our defense has been great, and they've been solid every game. Even in our loss against Sacramento, I mean, we gave them three of their touchdowns. Our offense gave them three touchdowns. So they were great that game, too, against a really fast team. So we're going to enjoy it, and then we have a bye, and then we're playing a defending state champion up in Chico, and that's going to be a battle.
Yeah, talk about that game, you know, having 2 weeks to prepare for him. I know I overheard your story in the huddle about how you guys kind of got beat up a little bit last year after a bye. Yeah. How important is your bye week this coming week and then having an extra week to prepare for that state champion?
Yeah, it's huge. Last year we had a poor week of practice during our bye, and then we got whooped up by Cardinal Newman pretty good. So I think there's a lot of kids on the team now that were on the team last year and understand that we need to have a solid week going up to Chico, playing Pleasant Valley. So, I mean, it's huge. It's critical for us. But we'll enjoy this one for a little bit and then get on to Pleasant Valley.
Coach, thank you very much. Yep. Appreciate it.
That was Petaluma, or Rancho Cotati's head coach, Garrett Holling, after Rancho Cotati goes to 2-1, a 35-0 win over El Cerrito. Let's get to the some finals. Most of them are finals. I'm waiting for one game that isn't a final yet, and that's between Placer and Cardinal Newman. It's late in the fourth quarter, and Placer has a 27-22 lead. Cardinal Newman led this game at one time 16-7 in the second quarter. There's been three lead changes in the second half, and at the moment, the latest score we have is 27-22. Placer with about 9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Hopefully we get a final score on that. Elsewhere, Livermore and Windsor, a battle of 2-0 teams. Livermore edges Windsor 20-14. That game was close all the way. It was the biggest lead was 7 points by Livermore. Final score, Livermore 20, Windsor 14. Piner defeated Drake 65-0. They are now 33-3-0 on the season. They outscored their opponents the first two games 108-0, so they added to that now. Three games, they've outscored their opponents 173-0. Piner looks very much for real. Also, Ukiah defeated Santa Rosa 35-22. Ukiah had a 21-6 lead. Santa Rosa came back to take a 22-21 lead. Ukiah scored two touchdowns in within 40 seconds with 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter, won a defensive touchdown to put that game away, 35-32. Also, Benicia defeated Maria Carrillo 34-6. Middletown over Concord, 41-0. That's a nice win for for Middletown there. Also in a good game, American Canyon defeated Montgomery 20-10. That was closer than the score indicated. Montgomery had the ball first and goal. They were held on a goal line stand midway through the fourth quarter, and then on the next play, American Canyon hit a 99-yard touchdown pass. Foothill defeated Petaluma 59-0. And one other game of note, Winters defeated was defeated by St. Helena 44-30. St. Helena goes to 3-0 on the year. And I'm looking at my Twitter feed here to see if I can get a final on the Cardinal Newman game. And not yet. It's still fourth quarter. Cardinal Newman is behind Placer 27-22 late in the fourth quarter. That'll do it for tonight. Now, remember, no game next week. We're going to take the week off, and in 2 weeks, we'll be back at the game of the week, the Apple Bowl, El Molino at Annaly.
Backyard Chefs, Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas is your Big Green Egg headquarters. With the Big Green Egg Kamado Barbecue, you can bake a pizza in 3 minutes or a perfect char on a steak at 600 degrees. Serious grillers can do ribs for 5 to 8 hours for that fall-off-the-bone goodness. Check out our holiday specials at buckstoves.net or visit us at 225 West College Avenue in Santa Rosa. The Big Green Egg at buckstoves.net.
On April 23rd of 2020, we'll leave San Francisco for 8 days under the Tuscan sun. KSRO and TravelWise invite you along for the ride. Amazing Tuscany with Pat Carrigan. You'll be staying in a stunning hotel in Monte Catini Terme, nestled in the heart of the rolling hills of Tuscany. Unpack once and you're done.